Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The operator of the limousine company involved in Saturday's deadly crash upstate has been arrested and charged.
WCBS's Mike Smeltz is joining us. So, Mike, what is Namin Hussein charged with?
He was charged with one count of criminally negligent homicide. Now, that is a felony charge that brings with it some potential for jail time. Hussein runs Prestige Limos in Saratoga County. It's owned by his father. Police say that Prestige Limos and Namin Hussein were issued written violations, and that the driver who died in the Schoharie crash was not licensed to drive that type of limo. And New York State Police Superintendent George Beach says the limo in the crash,
that vehicle was placed out of service by the Department of Transportation in September of this year and should not have been on the road.
And pretty forcefully, Beach says it was Hussein's sole responsibility for why the limo and the driver were on the road. Despite this charge, though, Beach says the investigation into the cause of the crash continues.
What is Mr. Hussein's lawyer saying about these allegations?
He's basically saying the opposite of everything we've heard from police and Governor Cuomo. Hussein's lawyer, Lee Kindlin, said the State Department DOT conducted a, quote, periodic inspection last week and found minor infractions, including a broken window latch and faulty windshield wipers, but says the issues were fixed before that limo was taken out on the road on Saturday. The DOT ruled that the limo was, quote, roadworthy. This is according to Mr. Kindlin, something that the state police have now completely refuted.
And what's the situation with Hussein's father? Apparently he's left the country.
That's right. So Hussein's father, who owns the company Prestige Limos, is in Pakistan at the moment. And that's somewhat complicating, of course, the investigation into this issue because it makes it difficult to interview his father when he is in Pakistan. But state police have said consistently that it will not stop them from pursuing their investigation, though, of course, they don't have the power to bring him back from Pakistan over here to face charges. So if there were to be charges against him, either Mr. Hussein, the father, would have to stay over in Pakistan essentially for the rest of his life or come back here to face charges.
All right. Thank you, Mike Smeltz, following the latest developments in the story of that deadly crash upstate.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.